we are talking about Superhuman by Habit, a guide to becoming the best possible version of yourself, one tiny habit at a time, by Tynan. So what is a habit? It's an action that you take on a repeated basis with little or no required effort or thought. The power of healthy habits is that once they're established in your life, they no longer drain you of your willpower. An example of this in my own life is when I chose to cut out all candy and desserts. It was very difficult initially, but I found that there is an incredible freedom in quitting, because before, any time I was exposed to desserts and candies, it took an outrageous amount of willpower to control my portion sizes or resist a sweet entirely. But now, I rarely have to exert willpower when exposed to sweets. I simply have formed the habit of not eating them. Good habits aren't more difficult to execute than bad habits. They're just harder to build. So you might think I'm crazy for cutting out sweets, but apparently there is a reason for my madness. Tynan explains that people either prefer to subtract behaviors or add behaviors. So if you're a subtractor like me, it's easier to cut out sweets than it is to add a new workout routine. It's important to identify what is easier for you, adding or subtracting behaviors, because armed with that knowledge, you can better reach your goals by implementing habits that are catered to your natural preferences. Now, consistency is everything when it comes to habit forming. We've all done this before. We want to make a massive lifestyle overhaul. So we say, starting Monday, I'm going to go from a junk food diet to eating 100% clean. And then 2 days later, we're back on the couch with a bag of potato chips watching Dexter reruns. What's going to get you better results? Exercising for 4 hours a day for a week straight, or exercising every day for 30 minutes all year long? It's not the magnitude of your actions, but the consistency with which you apply them to your life. So rather than big, extravagant lifestyle overhauls, we want to start small and build up. So think of a big lifestyle overhaul that you want to implement, but instead of going hog wild, simply break it down into smaller action steps, and then as you successfully automate each new tiny habit into your life, build up and add the new other habits. And as you start building habits, you'll be tempted to focus solely on the results you're getting from them. This is a mistake that's gonna doom you to failure. Tynan says, take pride in your adherence to the process and not the results. So let's say you wanna learn an instrument and you stick like glue to the new habit of practice for a whole month, but you still can't play a song. If you're measuring your success in results, how well you can play, you will be disappointed and you'll likely wanna quit. Yet if you're measuring your success by how well you're implementing your new practice routine, you will feel accomplished and continue. We live in a world of cause and effect, so focus on the process and the results will surely follow. When you are tempted to break your habits, it's important to recognize why. Identify the events, the emotional states, or environmental cues like location and time that are triggering you to break your habits. Maybe it's every time you get stressed, you crave unhealthy foods, or every day at 3 o'clock, you need a break, and that's when you're tempted to go smoke a cigarette. By simply identifying your triggers, you can plan ahead for what you will do when you are tempted and when you are triggered. Triggers are used in a positive fashion too. See, we can use them to actually start building our new habits. Who do you think is going to be more successful, Bob or John? Bob says, I'm going to exercise 5 days a week. And John says, I'm going to jog 30 minutes a day, Monday through Friday, after dinner. Now, it's not a trick question. John is much more likely to be successful. He has a definite plan for what he's going to do. He's going to jog 30 minutes, Monday through Friday. And it's attached to a trigger. He's going to do it after dinner. So make a definite plan for your new habit, and then make sure to attach that plan to a trigger. And if you really want to be superhuman by habit, you can start the practice of having your healthy habits trigger other healthy habits. Tynan calls this chaining. And chaining is essentially building a routine that becomes automatic. In The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, Hal talks about starting a morning routine that includes silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribbling. He calls it the savers. Now, the genius of a morning routine like the savers and other habit chains is that each part of the chain is an individual habit, but when you string them together, they actually reinforce each other and become a very satisfying and productive part of your day. So the only issue with chaining is if you miss one link, you'll be tempted to skip out on the rest. So for example, if you have a morning habit like the savers, but you don't wake up on time, you may be tempted to skip the entire routine. If you're like most people, lack of willpower is the number one reason you believe you don't reach your goals. So check out my book review of The Willpower Instinct so you can increase your willpower and then invest your willpower into forming new habits, becoming a superhuman by habit. Let's end with a quote. Each new habit strains our willpower, which means that there is a limited number of new habits that we can have at any given time. Old habits being automatic and subconscious can be unlimited. So the ultimate process for self-improvement is to add as many new positive habits as possible, working diligently to convert them to old habits and make room for more new habits. Tynan, thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.